Hello and welcome back to episode number 6.
Or 7, but probably 6.
I think 6.
I think 6
of our Terrible Gamers Pod versus Challenge.
Versus Challenges.
I like a series. This is
fun. These are fun to do. Hopefully they're fun to watch. Let us know.
Yeah, right. This probably sucks.
You guys suck.
Let us know it sucks too. I don't care.
Right? Just interact with us. That's all we're asking for. TerribleGamersPod@gmail.com. Instagram, YouTube,
Podbean. Spotify, well, this stuff is not on Podbean, but
yeah, it's on Podbean. I'm putting it on Podbean too.
Oh, these are?
Oh yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
It's all going up here. All right, so today's episode, we decided to do something where neither one of us get any prep time.
This is a shift.
Like, we literally, boom.
Well, we know the topic.
We know the topic.
But so we don't know who's arguing what.
Yeah. So we're already, like, working on.
Yeah, the wheels are turning.
But what's problem is I'm thinking one thing, and if I get the other, I'm screwed.
Well, it is what it is. So just jump in. Well, the rules, 2 minutes.
Yep.
Buzzer goes off, then you wrap it up, other person gets a rebuttal. We don't know who's going first, but we are going to argue for...
Not this one specifically.
We're arguing Mario Kart.
Super Mario Kart, yep.
But is it better to play the
Grand Prix?
Grand Prix, thank you.
Yep,
or
Battle Mode.
Battle Mode.
So today's rules are going to be if you get battle mode goes first. We're just doing alphabetically because it's all gonna be random today. So we're gonna flip the coin.
Battle mode's automatically going first.
Yeah.
I think winner of the coin toss picks which one they want.
Okay, that's fair. Who gets this?
I'm hitting the button, so you call in the air.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
I'll say tails never fails.
All right, well, call it in the air, but, I mean, it's on the phone, so.
Yeah.
All right, I'm hitting toss.
All right, tails.
Tails it is.
All right, damn it, I wasn't ready for this. I was hoping you'd make the decision. I'm going to go with, I'll go with the boring Grand Prix.
All right, cool, go for it. Do you have the timer?
Yep, you're going first.
Oh, because battle mode goes first no matter what. Oh, I see what
strategy.
You did. I see what you did. You're such
ready?
A bitch. No.
Okay. And 3, 2, 1, battle!
I have battle mode.
You have battle mode.
Battle mode, the battle mode of Mario Kart just revolutionized this sort of genre. It was already fun to play Mario Kart, but battle mode gave a new spin to it. This is where Twisted Metal came in. This is where other just kind of what's it fucking called? Battle mode
Battle Royale?
Battle Royale, thank you. Like evolved from having was it not until N64 when they had the balloons attached to you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what you had when you were was there a Super NES battle mode? There had to have been.
I can't remember because
there might not have been.
Nintendo.
But when I think battle mode, I think of the N64, and that's definitely when you had the fort, the block fort, where you had just four pillars that you could go up the ramps, and it was a small enclosed space, and you're just trying to green shell, red shell, banana peel anybody you could, and you know win. You also had like that volcanic donut circle thing, but battle mode was the better part of Mario Kart. When you had other people to play with. If you were alone, obviously your battle mode's not as fun, but if you had other people to go and play with, throwing it in battle mode made it fun. That was your competitive, playing against my buddies and I'm winning. Like, battle mode was more fun because it was versus that person, not I can, drift and boost faster. It was Battle Royale. It was cooperatively more fun to play battle mode in Mario Kart.
8 seconds
I
left.
I cede the rest of my time.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what else to say. I didn't like not having any prep. I did not like it at all.
I know.
At least you got an extra two minutes.
I got an extra 2 minutes.
You got an extra 2 minutes of prep. Fuck, that was this was my idea, too, and I fucking regret it.
Yes, it was. 3, 2, 1, go. You know, there's an old saying with racing games, or just in games in general, or just anything in general. If it's not broke, don't fix it, right? Grand Prix, I mean, you're playing a racing game. Why wouldn't you just want to race, right? Are you buying Mario Kart for battle mode, for Mario Kart battle mode? I don't think so. You're buying Mario Kart, especially now for like the Switch and stuff, you're buying it for the tracks, for the characters, for the racing, for the drifting, you know, like blue shelling someone. There's just so much pleasure in throwing a blue shell, and there's so much anger and controller throwing when you get blue shelled at the finish line. So, I mean, everything Mario Kart is about racing, you know. Look at the screen, you know, Game Boy Advance, Mario Kart Super Circuit. Not Super Battle, not Battle Royale Mario Kart, even Mario Kart Double Dash. You know, like, you know, there's nothing there that says Battle. I don't see it anywhere. All I see is Mario Kart, Super Mario Kart, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. It even has a little, you know, 8 for the infinity sign. That's also a track, not a box for a battle. Battle modes are great. They're a lot of fun, but they get boring after a while. There's nothing better than just racing. And you can race on any of those tracks over and over again, and it just, you still get the same pleasure as from the first time. And I got 8 seconds too.
That's weird.
You
kept like looking at me, like begging me to engage, and I'm like, I don't want to take your time away. Well, if they made a Mario Kart battle mode only, people would buy it. People would buy it, and it would be a massive online game.
But would they buy it because it says two words?
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
True. But I mean, but I'm not wrong. If there was a battle mode only game, people would buy it. It would be a big online game. They'd have to spruce it up with like a whole lot of different worlds and other things. And it would have to be like almost a Rocket League where you soup up your cart with additional things. But people would buy that.
I think of like Vigilante 8. I don't know if you've ever played that. That's very similar to Twisted Metal.
Okay, I know.
But it's like Destruction Derby. Or there's actually Destruction Derby 64, which wasn't terrible. I mean, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. But I mean, that would be like battle mode type thing. And I know like one of my favorite, you're talking about Nintendo 64, so I'm gonna go there. My favorite racing game on the Nintendo 64 is not Mario Kart. Mario Kart 64 does not compare to Diddy Kong Racing. Diddy Kong Racing is the greatest.
Well, we are not arguing that
racing
today.
Game. I know we are not arguing. That's gonna be an argument here soon. But there's a battle mode in there, and that battle mode is just awesome. But I play it for the story and the adventure mode, not for the battle mode. But the battle mode is included into the adventure. You have to go through the battles to complete the game.
Interesting. So it's integrated.
If you want to 100% everything. So there, I get what you're saying, but you're still playing the game for the racing.
Well, yeah, that's hard to argue against that. You buy the game to race.
Oh, yeah.
To get your trophies and 3-star all the cups. Yeah, you're not wrong on that point. That is definitely true. But I definitely feel like battle mode has its place.
Battle modes are so much fun, especially when you have multiple people. I mean, and it's got to be more than two. You got 3-4 people.
Right.
You know, I think what you're saying with the Mario Kart 64 and the battle mode on there, man, the 4-player, that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, playing for hours with your buddies, just destroying each other.
Yep.
Controllers throwing everywhere. Turns into a wrestling match after. So, but
that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yes.
All right.
Awesome. Well, I think that was a great one. Let us know what you think. You know, reach out to us, terriblegamerspod@gmail.com.
Oh, hold on. Before you jump into closing this off, you said the blue shell.
Yes.
And in the, I learned this by listening to another gamer podcast. I'll give a little shout out to them. I've been watching their stuff and looking at their posts. They're called the Old Switcheroo.
Okay.
They did a podcast probably about a month ago, just about the different levels of Mario Kart, and they mentioned that the blue shell is actually called the spiny shell officially, because that's what it says in the handbook.
I would be curious to know when the blue shell was introduced.
In the 64.
Is that when it was first introduced?
I believe so. That might be wrong.
We could go into a whole nother discussion on how to destroy the blue shell so you don't it doesn't hit you.
They mentioned, and I pulled this out of their podcast, the blue shell became a necessity from the programming side of it, because when you were playing a one-player Grand Prix, the computer people would like bulk up together, and it would cause lag. And so firing the blue shell would break that up, and the game would run smoother once somebody fired a blue shell.
Wow.
So it wasn't like a homing missile that destroys whoever's in first place. It was
that's what this, ends up being.
Is what it but it helped the game run better. Awesome. Which they said was interesting. I'd be interested to find out how they researched that, but it was cool.
That is really cool
to hear.
Cool fact. So but yes, that's an awesome fact, and you can learn more facts like that by listening to us on YouTube, Instagram.
There you go.
Podbean, Spotify, Amazon,
Apple Podcasts.
Pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts or video podcasts. We're also, you know, like I said, YouTube. But please reach out to us on Instagram and, you know, interact with us on there. Did you want to hit something?
I'm waiting for a good opportunity.
And then reach out to us at terriblegamerspod@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about tonight's battle and all of our other battles. If you have any other ideas that something you want to hear us battle from, send us the
good
message.
Good idea, yeah.
Yeah, send us a message. Let us know so that way we can do a little bit of research, especially if it's a game that we haven't played yet. We want to be able to be a little bit well versed in there, even though we are terrible gamers.
But I did like the no prep. Yeah. I like the idea. I did not like the practice of it.
I think
it worked out.
I think it depends on it. Like if you tell me to do like Super Monkey Ball. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Right?
You know, or Gradius. Or
where are you coming?
Yeah,
up
I'm
this?
Just coming up with
random.
Yes, right. I know. But what if
we're
what
tired?
If, yeah, exactly. So, you know, it all depends on what the game is. So,
well, but thank you very much for tuning in, folks. Check us out next week. See what comes up in the podcast, and then 2 weeks from now we'll have another versus challenge for you.
Absolutely, and as always, everybody, keep on playing.
All right, have a good night, guys.